There's a lot of sprawl in Metro Atlanta.
It means jobs and housing are spread out and not pulled together.
Ilana Pruz is the Vice President and Chief of Staff of Smart Growth America, the organization behind the Measuring Sprawl 2014 report. Pruz says the findings are based on four major factors: development densities, land use mix, activity centering, and street accessibility. She says too much sprawl can lead to problems for residents, partly because they're spending more time in their vehicles getting around from home to work.
Very likely the population is having shorter, less healthy, less safe lives as compared to other metropolitan areas who are more connected and more compact.
Dan Reuter is the manager of community development for the Atlanta Regional Commission. He is taking the sprawl report in stride, partly because the findings are based on data over the past 50 years. He says cities in Metro Atlanta have taken recent steps aimed at improving quality of life for their residents.
We've really seen places like the city of Atlanta, Decatur, Woodstock, Suwanee. We've seen a lot of communities become more walkable and more mixed use.
And Reuter believes more of this type of development will continue in the future.
I think Metro Atlanta is a leader, and I think we should be proud of the things that we've done in the last 10 to 20 years.
A report last year from Smart Growth showed Metro Atlanta's push toward denser pedestrian-friendly areas more than tripled between the 1990s and 2009. John Lawrence, WABE News.